Hi there. Today is May 6th, and my message today is really interesting, to me anyway. It's just really interesting to me how life is really so meaningful and so magical when we actually take time to look at it and really examine it. And that's what I've been doing on this journey. And I'm really so grateful to all of these different versions of myself through the years who have just chosen to really look, like really look at life and not take it as this face value kind of thing. And you know, what I'm really recognizing is, and I'm moving into this place of beyond a doubt that no matter what it is that happens in life, it's here to show us something. It's here to teach us something. And I remember that I used to always say everything happens for a reason. And I remember my doctor saying, yeah, I've seen way too many kids die senselessly or, you know, needlessly or way too young that I don't ever say that anymore. And ever since I heard those words, every time I say life is happening for us, everything's working out for us, I always do pause. And I think about the parents who have lost children. And I just have this silent moment of sending them so much love. Because that is so difficult. It's so incredible. I can't even imagine. I can't imagine how awful that would be. So I'm never here to be, you know, speaking about this in a, you need to find the good in the worst things that happen. I'm not here to tell people how to grieve, but I am here to offer that there is love that can be found through the greatest of challenges. And you know, my mom died suddenly, and that was really difficult. And again, this is much different than a child dying. But I feel like when we get into this space of love in our hearts, where we really, really, truly dive deep into the meaning of life, the purpose of all, then we really get this experience of love and joy and peace and truth in the moment. This is why I find meditation so beautiful and so beneficial, because the more time you spend in meditation, the deeper you get into your heart, the closer you get to that love, to that place where everything just is, where everything's perfection, where everything is so beautiful and magical and so exactly on purpose, then you recognize that when people die, they're going so beyond that. Like, that's what really got me through grieving my mom. Is just knowing that, oh my gosh, like, I can't imagine the peace and the love that she would have felt as she was dying. And I know this because as my mom died, I was filled with love. And I didn't know my mom was dying. My mom was sick with a cold. I knew that day that her breathing was not good and we were trying to get her to a hospital. We were told that we couldn't go to the hospital because the hospitals were full, but we were trying. to figure out how to get her to a hospital. We were actually going to take her to another city to try to get her in because we could just tell her breathing was not good. And I was concerned. My gut told me there was something that needed to be done. So like I said, I didn't know my mom was dying. I just knew that things were elevating. But I went outside and I had been feeling God in my heart, love in my heart. So I wasn't praying to an outward God. I still don't see it as an outward anything. But I just stopped. I went outside to take my garbage out and I stopped at my gate and I just looked up and I said, if I was supposed to be praying to you, I'm sorry. Could you please help my mom get better? And all of a sudden, I had the most incredible experience of just light and love just washing through me. And it was the most beautiful experience. I've had a lot of really cool awakening experiences where my heart is just so open. But I'd say out of all of them, that was the most powerful one that I've ever experienced. So I felt that love. And I pieced it together later, realizing that that was the exact moment that my mom died. So even though I didn't know she was dying, I was still filled with the love as she passed away. And I'm still human. I'm on this planet. And the amount of love that I felt was like, it was not comparable to anything ever on this planet. It was just like, that's what you want. That is the most beautiful, magical thing that every person would want. So imagine as you're actually leaving the body, the amount of love that you become. It would just, like, I can't even fathom what that would feel like. So that is a gift to the people that die. That is a gift that the people that leave this planet get. And then they stay that. I don't know what happens after we die. But I do know that that love and peace and joy that you feel as you're dying would just be the most incredible experience to ever have. So that kept me going. So every time someone dies, it's hard. It's hard on the planet to say goodbye to the people that we love. It is so hard. But it's not for us to feel bad for that person. It's to heal ourselves. You know, so many times we're like, oh my gosh, pour them and pour this and pour that. I don't feel like I would ever utter the words pour them when they die. It's like, oh wow, they're like in the greatest experience of love. It's us on the planet that now get to heal our hearts through it. So I didn't really plan to get into all of that, but I just am very aware when I say that life is happening for us, that people go through some really, really horrible stuff. And it is very, very painful and traumatic. So I'm never here to speak lightly about, you know, life and our challenges, but I get to see every day more and more how life shows up for us. And what I've just been experiencing is when there's an experience that you need to have in order to evolve your levels of consciousness, you will have it. You will have it. And we get to be in that experience fully and embrace it and, you know, acknowledge it, but then explore it and ask the question of what is this showing me? What is this teaching me? You know, instead of like, I feel like we blame life and we believe that what's happening in the material world is the truth. But what's happening in the material world is purely just a message. It's a message of how deeply we get to grow spiritually. Like, if this is bothering you on this planet, then that means that there's some attachment that you have to it or the opposite of it. Like, there's always this, you know, it's the duality. Like, we get to be in this space where we free ourselves from needing something, and we also free ourselves from not wanting something. Like Michael Singer says, that the root of all of our suffering is trying to get more of what we want and trying to push away what we don't want. When I'm speaking about this and I talk about kids dying, there's like so many parts of me that are just so afraid of something ever happening to my kids. I know this, but like on the human plane, I don't know if a parent ever gets to a place where we're like, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to throw my arms up and I'm going to surrender to my kids dying. Like, you know what I mean? So this is just such an interesting journey. And this is why I talk about it every day, because I'm sharing my experiences, but my experiences just always seem to be very different than everything that I've heard before. And perhaps that's a good thing. So it's like moving past these rules and black and white beliefs that we've been taught all these years. So I'm always trying to share from this place of love and truth, but I'm also trying to open myself up to this, oh, but it's okay. Like, it's okay to be human. It's okay to be attached to wanting to keep our kids alive. And interestingly enough, I've really been noticing this in the last few months, that I get these little like fears of something happening to my kids. And then I'm like, oh, well, you worrying about it is actually going to create it. And then I get more afraid that my fear is creating the problem. And I get into this spin. And today, just talking through this, I really was going to talk about something completely different today. But this is a really huge thing, especially for moms. I'm here to talk to women. I don't understand how to make men better men. I know how to help women be healthier, happier beings. So that is what I'm going to target, you know, the people that I'm speaking with. But oh my gosh, as moms, of course we want our kids to survive. It would actually sound really dumb to say surrender to all. That actually sounds really dumb. And interestingly enough, I didn't know that was the pressure I was putting on myself. Of course we love our kids so much that we don't want them to die. But then if something happens, that's our spiritual work, is to move beyond, you know, the anger and the frustration and everything that you would feel if a child dies. But not in this, I find that when we're in the spiritual world, sometimes we can be real dicks about stuff and, you know, say things that are just, that are words, but get to be heartless. And that's kind of what I'm opening up. I don't even feel like anything I'm saying is making sense, but this is me talking it out to really feel it in my heart. Because that is one thing I've been noticing has been bothering me lately. But perhaps the spiritual work is to be like, yeah, of course it's okay. Of course it's okay to not want your kids to die. Of course that's okay. So when you feel those fears, recognize this fear is keeping me feeling miserable. So I'm going to, you know, give this all to the universe and not worry about it. But to also accept that as I'm a human, I am probably always going to prefer my kids not dying. Like, right? I feel like there's this, you know, we can use the words of Buddha, we can use the words of Christ, but sometimes it's like, but we're human. So anyway, another thing that I've really been recognizing, and I talked about it yesterday, is forgiveness. It's like, oh my God, why are we wasting our time trying to forgive? Why are we not just really trying to unattach ourselves and empower ourselves? And that's actually exactly what I'm talking about today, and I didn't even realize it. We don't need to stop trying to keep our kids alive, but we get to empower ourselves by not worrying, by, you know, letting go and letting, if you like the word God, use the word God. If you don't like the word God, use whatever word it is. But there is a divine unfoldment. There is a divine purpose. There is purpose. And I see this and I see this and I see this. So I know this. So this is what we get to work on, is empowering ourselves enough to know that whatever experience is chosen for me, I will get through it. But we don't have to actively, you know, worry about. Worrying is never helping anyone. Regretting is never helping anyone. It's to be in this moment and just really get to this place of trusting and knowing that everything is working out for us. And that is what the feminine does. And I like, that's why I'm talking about this, because I'm still struggling with certain areas of my life. But that's why I talk about this, because then you feel okay. Like, right? We want to feel okay that, oh my God, yeah, I do worry about my kids way too much. Well, that's okay. But your experience of life is going to be much more meaningful and much more magical if you can let go of the worry. So that's what we're here to do, is be more empowered, meaning we're really grounded in what we're doing, so that we're actually connected to the kids that we have. So that if something ever does happen, and it's not just death, it's our kids get older, our kids move away. Like, there's so many different things that, you know, do take our kids out of our lives. And what we want to have are those beautiful memories, and make those beautiful memories and have that wonderful connection. And I just think that this is just so powerful, to be empowered. And I'm like, you know, sitting here today, just sitting with what is the feminine, and it's embracing whatever life gives to us. And, you know, being empowered, where we're really embodying, like embodying, embracing, becoming empowered, so that we can actually enjoy. We want to live in joy. So, you know, today, I guess my message is, it's all okay. It's all okay that you've worried, you've regretted, you've felt guilty. It's all okay. But today is just this new awareness of, oh, but wait a minute. if I stay in the moment, then I get to enjoy my kids while they're here. I get to enjoy myself while I'm here. I get to enjoy nature. I get to enjoy my spouse. I get to enjoy all of these things. And that's when we get this attractive energy that we attract wonderful things to us. Opportunities, connection, people, whatever that may be. But I'm really, really sitting with this feminine energy and just recognizing that, wow, there are so many things that we get to let go of in order to become more gentle, which actually makes us more strong. You know, the feminine is gentle and strong, and she's playful and powerful, but she slows down. Like, I think that's one of the biggest things, is to slow down. We just wake up in this panic of what could happen. And, you know, we get to just embrace what is happening. And sometimes that is a painful experience. But those painful experiences also open our hearts. They really, truly do. And I know this from experience. But I'm also allowing myself to be open to really good things happening in my life that give me wisdom. Because I feel like I've had this belief that it has to be hard in order to gain wisdom. And that's not true either. It doesn't have to be hard. It's okay if it is, and it will be hard at times, but we're here to actually have a balance. So I feel like my life has been so incredibly difficult for so many years that now it's time to allow it to be fun and to really enjoy it and to really embrace it. And not to worry about stuff happening to my kids, but just to love those little shits, you know, for who they are, and enjoy the time that we have together. So I am just really sitting with what this is, because I want to have more joy in my life. I want to have more peace in my life. I want to have more love in my life. And when I do those things genuinely and authentically, then I can help others do the same thing. And that's what I love about this work, is the more love we become, the more love we share, the more peace we become, the more peace we share, the more joy we become, the more joy we share. And we don't actively have to now seek the people or, you know, try to manifest anything. It's just attracted to us. Love finds love. Peace finds peace. Joy finds joy. And that's truly the law of attraction. And a lot of people have talked about the law of attraction over the years. I mean, we had the movie The Secret that came out. That was such a big deal. But I feel like what's really been misused is people put this spin on trying to manifest what you want to attract instead of becoming what you want to attract. And that's a big, big difference. And I feel like that's a very masculine versus feminine way of living. So we get to attract love and peace and joy. We get to attract meaning. We get to attract miracles by becoming the love and the peace and the joy. And then life is just going to take care of it. And it doesn't mean hard things are not going to happen. And it also doesn't mean that if hard things have happened, that it's your fault because you weren't in the right vibration. This is never about fault. This is never about blame. This is never about regret. This is about, oh, wow, we know this now. So we get to move forward in this beautiful posture of surrender. This beautiful, I'm going to surrender as much as I possibly can. And I might still be hanging on to stuff, and that's okay because I'm human. And I think that's more of a feminine way of sharing this message. And I, like I've said before, I know I get caught up in this masculine, okay, you have to do it this way and you have to meditate for 2 hours a day. And, you know, that is the masculine side of me that doesn't let this feminine lead. And so I'm starting to catch those behaviors. And, you know, just love that they're there, but say, yeah, I don't need you to be in charge, because I want the feminine to lead. I want to rest. I want to play. I want to enjoy. I want to create. I want to create what life needs me to create in order to help humanity, in order to help this planet. And so I'm seeing this beautiful, beautiful, oh my gosh, attractive energy, because that's what attracts love and peace and joy, is by this beautiful feminine just loving life. Who doesn't want to hang out with the woman who's enjoying life? Who doesn't want to hang out with the woman that actually takes time to sit and listen and love? Like, that's the mother that we all want. That's, and every single day is a new day. We literally get to say, you know what? Everything that I've done that may not have been based in love, it was maybe based in my fear. Maybe it was based in my mental illness. Maybe it was based in my wounds, whatever, whatever. That's over now. And now it's like, oh, yeah, me changing by my behaviors, me becoming love, is going to help my children see me in a different light. It's going to help them love me. It's going to help them love themselves. So no matter what, you know, this is another part of like spirituality that, oh, the first 7 years of your life is when you're programmed, and then everything from that point on is... No, that's not true. Yes, the first 7 years are the most, that's when you're programmed. But for the rest of your life, you're also being programmed. So if that, and that's the point of life, is to heal. So if we weren't such great moms for the first 7 years of our kids' lives, that does not mean in any way that those kids are going to grow up being freaking, you know, gangsters or whatever it is. And that's exactly what happened in my life. I was not a present parent. I had mental health issues. I was not in a good marriage at all. I was living on autopilot, and my autopilot was very, you know, had addictive behaviors and rage and so many things. And it wasn't until a few years ago that I started to really recognize that I needed to change. It was all about me loving myself. And as I loved myself more, as I healed more of my wounds, then my kids become more loving, more connected, more beautiful. And I'm telling you, every single week, I see something more beautiful in these kids. So, yeah, you get to make the shift. You get to be more love every day, and your kids will not, your kids will shift and grow. Your kids will become more love. It's I don't know. I'm starting to really see this first 7 years, you know, how it's taught. I don't even like that anymore because the brain never stops learning. The brain never stops being programmed. Like, otherwise we'd all be royally fucked if everything depended upon the first 7 years of our lives. What the hell's the point of trying? And I'm telling you, I've healed so many things in my life, and I'm 50. So I don't know. I'm starting to actually wonder if I'm ever going to even talk about the first 7 years again. It's just, life is life. We learn things, we unlearn them. You know, we have wounds, shit happens, and then we become more love. You know, that's what we're here to do, is really believe that every day matters. Like, every day really matters. And if you love your kids today and the next day and the next day, anything that happened before that, it's not going to matter. It's not, because they're going to see love. They're going to learn love. They're going to be love, no matter how old they are. So I feel like the more I'm diving into this work, the more I'm kind of letting go of these rules and, you know, beliefs and all of this stuff. And the people that created it meant well. And it was really great stuff that we've learned. But again, this is a masculine world. This is what we've been taught. And now we get to move beyond that and begin to experience it. And the more I experience this in my heart, the less any of it actually applies. So I hope that's helping you to just be like, huh, yeah, today matters. And if I fuck up a little bit or a lot, I can make it better tonight or tomorrow or the next day. Every day matters. Like, every day really, truly, truly matters. So I am just here to ask you to place your hand on your heart. Breathe here. Into this moment, and just take your brain and everything that you've learned and release it. Give it to life. All of your worries, all of your regrets, everything. Give it to life. And also give each one of your children. I do this every day. Every single day, I have this little process. I start with my brain. I go through all my organs, then I go up through my chakras, through my endocrine system, and then I say, take my daughter and align her with love and joy and peace and truth. Her talents, her learning, her health, her happiness, her well-being, her friends, her future, and her school, align it with love and peace and joy and truth, so we can move through our days giving and receiving fully and freely, while knowing and trusting that everything is working out for us. I do that with my daughter. I do it with my son. I do it with myself. I do it with my business, with my finances, with my day, with my future, with my city, with my country, with the planet, with the world. I give it to this higher power, whatever it may be, and just ask it to align everything with love, joy, and peace and truth. And I then do move through my day, giving and receiving fully and freely, while knowing and trusting that everything is working out for me. This is a beautiful, beautiful process, and I hope to continue to teach it because it's so incredibly powerful, where it just puts us here because we give our problems away. They're not yours to carry. They never were. But as moms, I feel like we've seen a lot. There's just so many burdens placed on our shoulders that do not need to be there. So thank you so much. I just wanted to share more. And I guess this is what I'm here to do every day. So I thank you. I love you. And I will talk to you tomorrow.